A few weeks ago at our ladies' meeting, I asked all the ladies who were able to come to bring a little treasure that meant something to them, that was personal to them, and we shared it with one another. And you know, we had such a lovely evening. I shared a few scriptures that night, but there was one scripture which I did not share, because as I was looking at treasure, God actually just downpoured into me, and I knew that it was for the church. So the scripture that I didn't look at that night with all the ladies, this is the scripture that we're going to look at today. Very familiar scripture, comes from 2 Corinthians 4, and it's verse 7. I've asked Mary to put it up from the King James, and it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Now, I was struck by that in the King James, because in my version that I normally read, in the NIV version, it says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." But I love the word excellency, because you see, God is an excellent God.
Amen.
And everything that he does is excellent. I want to tell you a little story. I was reminded of this again when I was thinking about treasure and delving into the treasure that's inside this book called the Bible. I was reminded of our first trip in India with Go, with the mission team. Our joy one day was to take the children from the orphanage to the Bay of Bengal, and we were having a day at the seaside. We were having a picnic. Now, I'm sorry, but we didn't end up with egg sandwiches and whatever. We ended up with great big bowls of curry and rice. But we were in India, and it was wonderful. But it wasn't quite, you know, the flask of tea and the egg sandwiches and the bag of crisps. But during our picnic, what we did was we had a treasure hunt. We cordoned off a piece of the beach. We had wooden stakes. We had string, which we tied around the wooden stakes, and we tied balloons all over it. Do you know what? The children loved it, but we loved it too, because we had the job of hiding the treasure. So the treasure was all in little tins, because what the treasure was for the children was just lollipops and sweeties and whatever. Maybe little pencils, little notebooks. So I think we maybe had about 12 tins full of treasure. And we buried the treasure in the sand when none of the children were there. So their job, obviously, was to find the treasure. They had great fun. There were no shovels, there were no spades, there were no buckets. It was just down on their knees with their hands, just getting all of this sand out of the way to find the treasure. And I tell you, they were hungry for that treasure. They absolutely loved it. But we had one little thing that we never thought about. We didn't think about having a little treasure map that showed us where the treasure was, okay? Because usually you think of a treasure map, then X marks the spot, and you know where the treasure is. So many of the boxes were being found, but do you know what? There was one box that was not found that day. Nobody found it, and we couldn't remember where it was. So we couldn't find it either. There's kind of a lesson to be learned there. You know, if you're going to hide some treasure, then at least remember where it is so that you can re-find it again. But I have to say, we had great fun. And maybe that tin, it was actually a Harrods tin, if you please. It was a Harrods tin, not just any tin. It was a Harrods tin. Maybe that is still somewhere under the sand in the Bay of Bengal. But I pray that one day it will be found. I don't know what the lollipop or the sweets will taste like, but I just pray that somebody might come across that and think, ooh, what's this? Hidden treasure. Wow. So I'm sure you've all been on a treasure hunt. Whether you were small, whatever. As children, when we were growing up, we used to have, you had to find your Easter eggs, but it wasn't the normal treasure hunt. And I remember one year being very upset because I could not find my eggs when everybody else had found theirs. But my mum had put my eggs up the chimney. So I wasn't really thinking about looking up the chimney to find the Easter eggs, you know. But anyway, I found them eventually with a little help from my mum. She's kind of pointing up the chimney and I'm thinking, Easter eggs up the chimney? You know, okay, mum. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at treasure. But the thing is, X marks the spot. That's where the hidden treasure is. And X marks the spot. That X marks the spot. Because he's a treasure. And he's a treasure that you and me need to find every day. So the scripture, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have no power within ourselves, but we have the almighty, all-powerful God inside of us. What amazing treasure. What amazing treasure inside you and me right now. I find it really interesting that the first thing that Paul does is he tells us where the treasure is buried. Paul doesn't keep it a secret. Paul says, but we have this treasure. Paul was speaking to believers. Who here is a believer? You have the treasure.
Amen.
You have the treasure. You have it. You don't need to look for it. You have it. Buried inside of you. Hidden in the secret places. Where you and God commune with one another, he will reveal the treasures to you. It was very good that Paul told us where the treasure was buried. The Greek word for we have is ekomen. It looks like two words, ekomen, but it's all one word. And this word in the Greek means to have, to hold, to possess, to keep. Because it rightfully belongs to us as our possession. You see, what you have rightfully belongs to you because of Jesus. Excuse me. So that we have is for you. So I want to hear you say, I have the treasure. I have the treasure. And the more you proclaim that and declare that, the more you will believe that. And if you know that you have, then the enemy will be less likely to be able to steal it from you. Because you know, I have the treasure. It's my treasure. My rightful possession. And it belongs to me. And nobody else is going to have it or take it from me. This treasure is my treasure. Hallelujah. The word treasure is the Greek word thesaurus. Not thesaurus, as in the book, which is actually a treasury of words. But the ending for thesaurus is os. But this actually refers to a treasury chamber, which is a specially built room designed to hold great treasures.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. Hallelujah. Who is or where is this treasure chamber?
Amen.
It's you.
Amen.
You are the treasure chamber.
Thank you, Lord.
You have been specially built.
Amen.
And are designed to hold great treasure.
Wonderful.
That's you.
Yes, amen.
Wow. Are you getting excited?
Yep.
Because I am.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
So if we already have this treasure in our possession, then we don't need to try to obtain it because we already have it. Yeah? We don't need to look for it because it's already inside of us. Hallelujah. God is so good.
Yes, yes.
But what does the scripture say? It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So what is the earthen vessel all about? What is Paul speaking about here? Well, I tell you, if you're excited with what you've already heard, you will be super excited with what I'm going to share with you now. Because this is amazing. The earthen vessels that Paul speaks about is from the Greek word ostrakainos. And ostrakainos means small, cheap, easily broken pottery made of inferior materials. Doesn't sound too good, does it? This pottery was weak. It was fragile and it was valueless. And for sure, it was never seen in the homes of the wealthy. These dishes were basic dishes that were found in the lower homes, the homes of the poor, because it was all that they could afford. They were made of imperfect materials. And they usually had defects. Is that speaking to anyone?
No.
Hello? Uh-huh. I'm kind of imperfect. I'm following Jesus imperfectly because I am imperfect. But the good news, the perfect one is inside of me. Hallelujah. And I have defects, for sure. I know I have defects. You may know I have defects. But do you know what? I'm still God's treasure possession.
Amen.
And do you know what? If we remember that about one another, that'll keep us in a good place. Ostrakainos came to represent anything that was inferior, substandard, or second rate. Have you ever felt second rate? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not who you are in Christ.
Amen.
That's not who you are. You remember, you're his treasure chamber.
Amen.
A room specifically designed to withhold great treasures.
Amen.
And there is no greater treasure than Jesus himself.
Hallelujah.
And he lives in the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Ostrakainos comes from the word to ostracize. And you know what that means if someone is ostracized. They're shunned. They're treated like a leper. They're not wanted. They're disregarded. They're of no use to anyone. Just get rid of them and forget about them. That's the earthen vessel that Paul is speaking about. And yet God puts value on the earthly vessel. I think it's wonderful that Paul uses this illustration of cheap, flawed, imperfect pottery to show the location of where God is pleased to put his greatest treasure. It's inside you and it's inside me. Wow. Paul himself could really relate to that because he knew He had thoughts and opinions about himself. And let's see what he said about himself. If we look at 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, this is what Paul thinks about himself. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. That's what Paul thought of himself. That was his thought and his opinion of himself. But praise God, it was not God's thought or opinion of Paul. And that is not God's thought or opinion of you either. If you are thinking that you are the worst sinner, no, you're a sinner saved by grace and you are a new creation. Amen. The old is gone and the new has come. Amen. If you consider yourself to be the sinner of sinners, then that's all you will ever be. You need to walk in the new man. You need to walk in the new man. You need to walk in the Spirit of the living God, because that's where the perfect one is. The perfect one will never be coming out of your flesh. It cannot. It cannot. God's thoughts and opinions were of a higher level. And I can tell you today with utmost assurance that his thoughts and opinions of you are of a higher level than you ever think about yourself. So for the Bible students who are earnestly getting into this word and seeking out amazing treasures, but not just for the Bible students, for all of us, as we just consider the truth and live in the truth, oh, how our lives would be so different. They would be so different because we would see with the eyes of God. We would feel the way that he feels. We would know his wisdom. We would gain his understanding. We would get more revelation. Because the truth is, he has not hidden it from us, but he has hidden it for us. But he has hidden it inside ourselves. And that's where we need to look. We need to look inside ourselves and see the God who loved us first. Hallelujah. So you've already had the revelation, had that illumination that you're the treasure chamber. You're that specifically designed room to hold great treasures. I think it's wonderful that God would choose you and me, earthly vessels, of no use to anyone, but of great use to God. Of great use to God. So do you know what? You can't hide behind that excuse anymore. You know? You need to rise up and you need to be who God has made you. You need to rise up. Because the world out there needs you to rise up. The church. The church will grow so much more when we all rise up and do what we're meant to be doing. John and I can't do it all. The leadership team can't do it all. We need everyone to discharge the duties of their ministries. You have a ministry. And if you're having difficulty finding out what it is, come and see us. We want to help you find your ministry. Because everyone here in this place is vital. Vital. Absolutely vital. So we have Jesus living inside of us. We are that treasure chamber. Hallelujah. And it's all because of the power of the cross. It's all because X marks the spot for you and for me. And here's the thing that God showed me. God showed me that because X marks the spot in our lives, then we are the treasure map. You and me are the treasure map. And when we show the treasure map to our family, to our friends, to our neighbours, to our community, to everyone that we come into contact with, when we really show the treasure of Christ inside of us, then we will lead them into finding the treasure for themselves. They're not going to find it any other way if we don't tell them. But we don't necessarily need to tell them with words. We tell them with our life.
Yes.
We tell them with our life. We are that living letter that when people look at you and me, they just see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And when they see Jesus, they will be changed. They will be changed. Hallelujah. And it will be for his glory. Let's look at Colossians 2. Verses 2 and 3. This is just as a little reinforcer, just in case you need another little reinforcer of what the Word of God says. And Colossians 2, verses 2 and 3 says, "My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love." Do you know that our heart is that you would be encouraged in heart and united in love? That's our heart. The heart of John and I is our heart. For you as our people, as our sheep. We want you to be encouraged in heart and united in love. Why? So that you may have the full riches of complete understanding. Because you need full riches of complete understanding. In order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. In verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So where are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? They're in Christ. And where's Christ? In you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can also say, I have all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in me because of Christ living in me.
Amen.
How do we miss it? I'll tell you how we miss it. We walk in the flesh. We walk with our own thoughts and our own ideas and our own agendas and our own personality. When if we just died as that single seed, then how much more would the fruit of Christ be evident and manifest in our lives? Oh, this is good stuff. And I'll tell you why it's good, because God is good. Simple. So, I want you to think in this. Whatever your thoughts or opinion about yourself, God's thoughts and opinion is so much higher.
Yeah.
You are his blue-eyed boy and his blue-eyed girl. You are his treasured possession. Look what he did for you. Look how he bought you. He sent his son to die on the cross to buy you. He paid your ransom. He paid what you could not pay. He did it.
Amen.
That's how of worth you are to him.
Yeah.
That he should do that for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
So you are valuable to God. You are of worth and you are precious to him. And even though in the natural, in the flesh, and we all have it when we allow it to resurrect, because remember it's dead, but it kind of has the tendency to resurrect. Everybody in agreement about that one? Yeah? Some of you are kind of not looking as if you're very sure about that. Come and tell me your secret. Got to be real. Even though in the natural you may seem weak, flawed, or substandard. Almighty God has chosen your body as the place to hide his greatest treasure. And if you want reinforcement for that, you will find it in the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 says, and this is a question, okay? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? That's a question. So my question to you is, what's your answer to that question? That's between you and God. Because the more you know, then the more of God you will know.
Amen.
The more of God will be seen in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So why has God done this? Going back to our key verse, our starting verse. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Do you know why he has put his treasure inside of you? So that you can share it with everyone.
Yeah.
That's why you have it.
Amen.
You're a treasure chamber. Mm-hmm. Full of good treasure.
Yes.
In that treasure chamber, you don't have any broken pieces of Ming china, or you don't have a Clarice Clough vase that has lost its foot or lost its handle or whatever. You know, it's not broken treasure that's inside of you. It's the treasures of the kingdom of God that's inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Everything perfect.
Amen.
Everything whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything good.
Amen.
You have got the best of the best. Amen. Of the best.
Amen.
Inside you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Dwayne shared on seed, and he shared on the parable of the sower. But when God was giving me all of this, God took me to the parable of the sower. And in there, in whatever gospel you read, you'll find that Jesus says, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to others, I speak in parables. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you. You see, that reinforces that the treasure is already inside of you.
Amen.
He's not hidden anything from you. He has revealed it all. But it's your job to seek it out.
Yeah.
You see, you've got to seek it out. It's already in there. So, when people look at you, I want you to imagine that they're looking at God's treasure map. Because that's what you are. Because as you have been marked with an X, as you have been marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, that's how people see Jesus. You'll find that in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 somewhere. You'll find that you have been sealed with the mark of the Holy Spirit. So you see, on your treasure map, you've already got an X where the treasure is. So as you just be that treasure map to everyone, God, by his Spirit, will take these people that are being influenced and he'll show them himself through you. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be of royal blood. He takes the lowly things, you and me. He takes the earthen vessels, and he said, they are worthy of being used. They are of value to me. Maybe despised by everyone else, maybe thought of by everyone else as of no use whatsoever, but they are of great use to me.
Amen.
That's what he's done with you and me,
Amen.
Each one of us.
Amen.
And do you know what else he's done? He's made us royalty. You are a chosen people,
yes.
A royal priesthood,
yeah.
A holy nation belonging to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That we would live our lives for God, so that as we walk, that our lives are read by others as a living letter, but as a treasure map that will cause them to seek out that treasure for themselves. Hallelujah. And all of that is done by the power of his Holy Spirit in the light of his goodness for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.